Oh my goodness. Being ourselves is truly how we service the world and ourselves in business. You guys, I know this is Wednesday. Thank you so much for hanging out with us on our rescheduled day. But why do so many people get lost in trying to create an online personality? And is it really different than who you are outside? Right? Like when you're in front of people at your desk, is it really somebody from different than who you are with family and your friends off camera, off site, off whatever? I can't wait for you to meet our guest today, who's graciously and just amazingly accommodated a package to yesterday and rescheduled for today. And this is going to be an amazing show. We're going to talk about energetic heart shapes today. And if you don't know what that is, stick around. If you guys are watching from any other platform than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link in the comment right above you. We are cross-streamed on many, many different platforms. So go ahead and click that link and come on over here to the Erin Strayer Show. We can see you and see your comments once you get over here. This is all about uplifting, leveraging amazing female entrepreneurs that are out in the world doing things just a little bit differently. And if you think when you go to school to study lemurs and end up talking about energetic archetypes, we're going to connect those two today. I'm Erin Strayer, and I help recovering corporate women to get beyond that now what stage business. So because most of them are scared, they are confused, and most of them are playing average at best. So I help them revitalize, rejuvenate, and reignite their passion, providing sassy, transformational solutions that put the zip back in their business. I'm going to give our guest a little 3-second warning. She's going to be up here in just a moment, and we're going to get to some help. Megan Austin. Hi, love. How are you?
I am so grateful. So grateful to be here.
Ah, it's so good. It's so good. And just delighted. And hey, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I know we're a day late. We planned it on your birthday.
Such is life. Welcome to Is, where it is what it is.
I know, you know, and that is something that, you know, I loved about your, you know, what you sent me, the information on you and about how you, what did you put it? When life was as easy as 1, 2, 3, and you longed for the days of simple and do-re-mi. And like, I thought that was like just fantastic because so many of us like just really, really think and wish that it was that easy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Totally. Yeah.
And like from a soul perspective, we come from a space where it was that easy, right? Because when we're not in our physical form, when we're not confined by space and time, when we are just our soul, mm-hmm. it is that easy, you know? And so when we embody in these physical bodies, we're like, all right, like, hello, I thought about it. Do I have to do more? And it's like in this real life, you know, there's different laws that govern living and working with your own spirit, right? You have to take action. You have to move forward. You have to work with the physical world. You can't just be like in the spiritual realm.
Yeah. Yeah. And, you know, the other thing too, is that you are so adamant on connecting, you know, that, the intangible wisdom, which I love that terminology that you use, and with like reality and bringing the two of those together. And like, can you just tell people what you did? Like in a nutshell, I want to hear your words. Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. So in a nutshell, I help you take that inner wisdom that you're constantly working with, that you have, that's always speaking to you, and help you take action in your day-to-day life. You know, okay, so how do I, cause so often we'll have this guidance and then the ego comes in, right?
Yeah.
Now, who are you to think you could do that? You should really be doing something else. You have all these other things that are on your list. Shouldn't you be doing all of that? You know?
I've never heard those words before in my life. Are you, who says those things?
Never, right? And I'm like, holy girl, you need to stop shoulding all over yourself. You stink, you're covered in should.
Yeah.
That's right? Like, take it off.
Yeah, all of that should and would and could and couldn't, and you don't, all that
It makes things cloudy. And that's when we feel like we're pushing upstream, right? And especially in business, especially, you know, when we are, I mean, I talk about how business is like, it would be disrespectful to the women who came before us if we as entrepreneurs didn't own like the power that we have as women today to do our work more than we've had as women in a very, very long time.
Yeah, you know, and I think that we get to identify that. And I know that you are so, your whole focus is being like capital letters, Y-O-U, like being you. And every breath that you take, whether you're on stage, rocking heels, out in public, networking, at school with your kids, whatever, like, that's your focus. And you see it as well as I do, is that there are so many people that are two different people or three different people even, and they just show up completely different. Why is that?
You know, I just wanted to say hi to Cheryl. Hi, Cheryl.
There's a lovely spirit right there.
Oh, yay. Love it. Well, grateful to have you here, Cheryl. So I think we do it just because of how we've grown up, right? We grew up and whatever we learned when we were young. So we come here as love beings. We're like, okay, we're love. We want to feel love in life. Let's have experiences. And then we come to families and parents who give us love the best they can. But sometimes that love is shown as just being bought things, or sometimes that love is shown as making you do things a certain way to get straight A's so you're going to do well in life, you know, but not embracing. Or sometimes love is embracing, like, you know, being very, very, you know, feely. That's like my mom. She's like grabs and like loves in that way, you know. So, but since we're searching for love, we start to create these personalities that will make us lovable. So if I'm a good girl, if I do all the things right, if I, you know, if I get straight A's, then mommy will love me, or then daddy will look at me and say, good job, you know, or if I, and then we learn these things. So we learn how to manipulate the outside world to give us what we want. Really. We're like, all right. You know, and it's not a bad thing. We're just looking for love, right? But we're looking from it from skewed perspectives. You know, so really these skewed ideas of how to do love. And so, you know, for me in my life, I am, and I say it like I'm a recovering people pleaser.
I think there's a lot of us out there. I think, you know, if we were honest with ourselves, I think that the majority of women are guilty of that, are guilty of being people pleasers. I think it's in our nature.
Totally.
Sorry,
I didn't mean to cut you off. But
No.
I think it comes from this, you know, if you think about like our grandmothers or even our great grandmothers, it was their job to take care of everything, right? Take care of the home, take care of the men. But then simultaneously, you didn't have much, right? You didn't have you weren't dealing with your own finances. You weren't, you know, it was very much, it's your job to take care of everything. And I think that we still feel that way. I mean, I know I do. I'm a mom. I run a business. You know, I have a home to run. And sometimes I'll get into a space of like, oh my God, am I doing any of it good enough?
Mm.
You know, and help me. Like, what's going on? You know, like sometimes we can just get into that where it can be so overwhelming because we want to make everybody happy, right? I want my husband to be happy. I want my daughter to be happy and fulfilled. I want my clients to be happy and fulfilled. Okay. And so really the work that I do is like, okay, let's help everybody be happy and fulfilled while you're serving and supporting yourself primarily to be happy and fulfilled. Right. Yeah. And then it's easy to do all that other stuff.
Yeah. And that starts first. Yes.
Totally.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. We hear it all the time. I mean, you're as busy as I am. You're a foot forward thought leader. You are a out there changing the world girl too. Like you are truly an agent of change. And it's, don't you find that if we're honest, like it is difficult to put ourselves first and to carve that time out?
It's a practice, right? And everybody it's like yoga is a practice, and you know, meditation's a practice, and you know, building a business takes time. It's like we all know that, but it comes back to the soul level of like, but why can't I just do it all right now?
Right.
Why can't I just have it all? Why can't I, you know, and so that's when we really get the opportunity to practice, when that voice comes out that's like telling us we're not doing enough.
Yeah.
We're not being good enough. We're not worth it, right? Like the worthy and I'm not enough voice that comes out, I swear, in most people, or what are they going to think if I do this, or whatever it is, right? And instead of just trying to push it away, because I feel like often we're like, shut up, think happy thoughts, be positive.
Right.
And that doesn't help anybody, right?
No, so, because we just suppress it, right? Like, and it just becomes, it's that fake that put on that, what did you call it earlier? It was an assumed, not an assumed behavior. I put that word, those words in your mouth. But in essence, you know, we made up this person that we were supposed to be.
Totally, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. We put on these masks, you know, like talk about the masks or whatever. I feel like I remember there was a time in my life where I was like, I feel like I'm schizophrenic. Like, I feel like there are so many, you know, and I had some traumas in life. Like, I grew up with an alcoholic parent and, you know, I had an eating disorder and like, so all these things, right? And that was my way of navigating life through the pain and trauma of certain experiences.
Sure.
And I couldn't shut it up. I was like, I feel like I just, my only job in life is just to make everybody else happy. And I couldn't for a long time figure out the bridge. Like that was really hard for me to understand. Okay, well, how do I want to help people. Like I genuinely do. Like you said, you're an agent of change. Yes, 100%. I am here. I call it the Wild Women Rising Revolution. I am the founder of the Wild Women Rising Revolution.
And I love that.
Thank you. Yes, because it's something so much more than this idea of like, I would like to be a business owner. Like, yes, being an entrepreneur is wonderful and great. Hi, Stephen. But it's so much more, you know, it's not just about that. It's about serving and supporting people to be on the forefront of this change that we're all experiencing and being and doing it intentionally together.
Yeah, in the collective, right? Like that energy of the collective. So this sea of social media, and I know that you hit on that and it just like flipped in my brain, and it's tough. It's super tough. Like these fake personas, or we perceive them as fake, but the people probably don't. Like the people that we perceive as fake probably don't think that they're fake. Like, right? Like, how do we start to navigate that and figure out who we are as people? I know that it's like this last 4 years, once I stepped away from my medical career, it's like I'm just out there like a fish out of water, like just flapping because I don't have a clue who I am, right? Yeah. Like, I had to put on so many, I had to be a certain way in my medical career. I couldn't cry, I couldn't show emotion, that interrupted with decision, life or death decisions. If I was emotional, right? If I got too attached, I couldn't make a decision. I couldn't react the way I needed to. And so then 24 years later, I'm doing that. It's like, I don't even know how to cry. I don't know how to feel. I don't know how to connect with people, even though I like people. I like a lot of people. But, you know, it's tough. It's super tough.
Totally. And would you say, like, you know, in your mind, you're saying, I don't know, but inside of you, do you long for that?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think what you just described is where most people are.
Yeah.
You know, in this space of, you know, because we live in a society that's telling us, you know, like go to work and do your job and come home. And it's like, you know, get straight A's, do all the things, right?
Yeah.
I say it like checking off all the boxes, but then what about you, right? You have your to-do list, But what about you? Where do you fall in your to-do list? And so that connection that you're talking about is what we all long for. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't come from like becoming. We don't have to like be, okay, if I fit this person, then I'll be able to have that connection, right? If I act this way, then I'll be able. Sometimes, yeah, fake it till you make it. Sure. You know, sometimes you're like, all right, I, you know, for me, I wanted to be more grateful. I was like, I know gratitude. Like I could, in my mind, know that gratitude's helpful for life, but it's bringing it from here to here.
Mm-hmm. Dropping it into your heart center. Mm-hmm.
And this is where the wisdom lies. So being vulnerable enough to hear this, you know, and sometimes maybe that's just, okay, I'm open to being vulnerable enough to like in the shower by myself to just feel whatever I need to feel right now, you know, deeply, deeply feel it. And it's again, that practice of allowing ourselves to feel again after a very long time of not feeling.
Yeah. Yeah. And then it's scary. You know, a lot of times I don't even know, like, wait, I just watched a commercial and started like getting the lump in my throat and getting emotional. I'm like, what is that? Commercial. Get an ice cream cone. I don't know.
Totally. Right. We're living through these stories, right? Because so many of us women have had to be so strong. Right.
Yeah. So we pull up your big girl pants. Nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to get in that canoe with you and go downstream. Come on. Yeah.
And it's like, no. Women, that's how, this is what we need to feel, because our world, our planet, because of our lack of feeling, we have disregarded our connection to our home, and we're causing great harm on our planet. Right. And so when we feel, when we are, if we have to have great motivation to feel, because it is terrifying. And so I call it like the 100,000 light warriors. I feel like we're on the forefront of transformation. And when you're a warrior, this is not easy, right? If you think about warriors, they are trained. They know they're going into battle. This is terrifying, you know? And so really we're going into battle every day. It's called civil war between who we are and inherently and who we think we're supposed to be. And that's where this like discontentment, this disharmony, this basically feeling like unsatisfied comes from.
Yeah.
And so if we can become warriors and instead of fighting ourselves, really come forth and spread light, right? Spread truth, spread wisdom, and like not to get all hippie and on the woo-woo train, but like spread intention, come together and create intentionally instead of continuously, you know, walking through history and causing harm and suffering, not only to ourselves, but our world.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. So, you know, you said something that was pivotal for me was walking through history.
Mm.
And I think that that's like, I mean, other than the hashtag 100,000 light warriors that you get to, hashtag that, like somebody drop that in the comments, please. Because that's brilliant. Like that, you need to own that. Mm. And like, I know you probably do that with your clients, but that needs to be like plastered everywhere. Everywhere. And back to the walking through history. And I know that that lines up a lot with this energetic archetype that you talk about. And that word archetype to me, like always just kind of throws me off. Like what's your definition of an archetype?
Yeah. So the archetypes are
I don't even say it right.
Perfect. So there are these like structures, right? I love structure. And I'm sure coming from the medical field, you're like, structure, I like it.
Yeah, I do.
So it's powerful, right? But this is structure for a soul understanding, right? When we think about archetypes, they're very much these kind of roles that we are made to play. These like specific characteristics that we carry that are like our warriorness, right? They are who we are. And so when I look at archetypes, I look at when you individuated from source. So when you turned into a soul individually, no longer just source energy, we imprint with these archetypes because we're it's on purpose, right? We want to, we individuate because we want intentionally want to create something. right? And that continues through us. We want to create. Life just wants to continue to create. That's just reality.
Right.
Go to like the most basic, you know, biological component, right? Life wants to create more life. That's woven in every the cellular data of life.
Right.
So it's woven into our souls. We want to create more. And so we have these archetypes that when we understand them, we can, I say it's like standing on a battery for your purpose. It's instead of pushing upstream and being like, oh, you know, I'm pretty spiritual. I should be like this person and do things the way that she runs her business. And, you know, since she is a, you know, whatever, life coach, and she talks about $10,000 months, then that's what I should do. I should make $10,000. And then that's what, you know, whatever it is, right? So that's trying to be somebody else, right? That's not being you. That's like, oh, okay. So she did it this way. So I should be able to do it this way. And the way I work in business and with my clients is like, honey, no, 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 we're not going there. I don't care how, like, you know, Janie Smith does her $100,000 life coaching business. That's great. That's her. That's why she does it that way. Let's come to you. What are your gifts? Because only we can be us. And we all have a very special role to play. So understanding our archetypes can help us. It's like giving us the structure to know, like, oh, I work best in this way. So for me, the archetypes that I share are aligned with the chakra system. Mm. And so for me, I'm a one. So that's root, right? This like, I have two, but I'm a one. And the root is like, I thrive in helping people feel safe in who they are, in their bodies. I'm really good at creating tribe, like serving, supporting people to know that all of their needs are going to be met. You know, like the physical reality, we can create magic in the physical reality, you know, really working with the tangible. I'm very much an earth woman. I live in the mountains. I want to be outside all the time. You know, I like doing a shamanic retreat and like all this fun stuff, right? So that's me. I thrive there. For a really long time, I thought I had to be like, you know, seven or six chakras, so third eye or crown, like, oh, I'm like this woo-woo lady who can help you understand, you know, like, you know, your guides or whatever. And that shit never worked for me. Excuse my language. Seriously, like, that wasn't me.
Yeah.
So understanding my archetype and understanding how one works and, you know, how one tends to get out of alignment, you know, how... Mm-hmm. Like as a one archetype, I can get really out of alignment when I'm just hanging out up here too much in thought land. If I don't spend time outside, mm-hmm. I start to go a little insane.
Yeah. You know, and I think more, I mean, you nailed it for me. I absolutely have to get outside. Mm-hmm. It's a must for me. I walk around 99% of the time without shoes on, and I don't care if it's the middle of winter here in Michigan or not, right? Like, I can't stand to wear shoes. I have to touch the trees. I have to smell the earth. I love getting my hands in it, like in it and doing it. And like, it just seems to root me, ground me, really. But I think I'm really interested in what you were saying as far as you lived up here in your sixth and seventh chakra most of the time, when really, I mean, how did you discover that you aligned more, or you were more in alignment with the root chakra as your energetic archetype?
Yeah. So
I didn't even say it right still.
Archetype. I love it. No, it makes me think of Archie. Hey, Archie.
I know.
Yeah, so I trained to go into the Akashic Records, and the Akashic Records are basically like Google for your soul.
Yeah. You're
like, hey, I want to know about this. Hey, I want to know about this. So I can look at archetypes. I can look at past lives. I can look at, I mean, it's like, I was not even expecting to end up in this field of work. I mean, anthropology major, journalism major, never thought that I would be living in California doing this kind of stuff. And I just continue to listen to my inner guidance. What do you want me to know? What do you want me to do? And I'm like, this is weird. And every time I go into it, I'm like, this is strange. Okay. And then we got there and I'm like, wow, okay, cool. Cause I'm inherently a seeker. I want to know, I want to learn. And so that means I need to seek beyond mm-hmm. my personal limitations around what's appropriate seeking way, right? Like I did I'm higher educated, you know, all this stuff, but that wasn't enough for me. So, you know, seeking this wisdom of soul language, of understanding, you know, because I really know that we're more than this right now. You know, this is so much, this is a part of it, and we're here to enjoy it and create and be intentional with our lives. So when I go into the Akashic Records, you know, I get this beautiful book because it's like a library.
Oh, and God, that's what I was thinking too. I'm like, it's like a library.
It is. It's totally is. And I went into my mother-in-law's Akashic Records, and she's like this G.I. Jane, like total, like, you know, amazing woman. And she's from Ireland. And I looked at them, and they were like this beautiful, like grove of Ireland's like green grass with flowers and everything. And I had to like unzip around it and like open it up. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. I would have never expected it because she's just so like tough and, you know, wonderful. But I can look in the archetypes, and that is basically like understanding, you know, your purpose. So many people want clarity on their purpose. And a really great foundation to understand and create clarity, because only you can have clarity, you know, like nobody can tell you, hey, this is your purpose, but I can give you the structure to help you understand it in yourself.
So that leads me to ask, is that what you do with your clients?
Absolutely. So yeah, we do that. And we do that in this program that I'm doing called Worth, because we talked about how it's such a thing.
Yeah.
Right. And, you know, it's for business women, spiritual entrepreneurs, women who are entrepreneurs who, you know, deeply want to feel more into their business, right? Feel who they are, be more on purpose with who they're doing, how they're showing up with their clients, how they're showing up with their customers, authentic, real, raw, you know, because that's when we have the greatest impact. That's when our business explodes. Right. When we give a top A product, and we can only give a top A product if we are feeling into who we are, you know, this is such an evolution. So Worth, that's what Worth is about. We do 4 one-on-one sessions with me where we go in and look at your soul blueprint. I do Akashic healings, which I can take you into past lives, and we can look at like, okay, why do you constantly carry chaos in your solar plexus? Like, why are you feeling so chaotic there? Whenever you're in your own power, you know, it's like, it's only when you can only be in your power when like shit hits the fan.
Yeah. You know?
Or you can only be in your power when, you know, somebody's talking down to you, and then you're like, no, I'm strong, you know, like, but can we like reevaluate that? Can you be in your power all the time? You know, can you really stand in your truth and your power without being aggressive about it, or without being like, you know, insecure? So we explore that through this healing. And then I'm a life coach too. So bring in a lot of the traditional, practical, tangible, you know, like, okay, now we have this wisdom. We understand that these are your archetypes. Like, we understand you're a one. This is how you as a one work well as a healer. How can we integrate this into your current business? How can we integrate this into what you're already doing? You know, it's like up-leveling. It's about up-leveling your business at such a soul level.
Well, I think like that's brilliant. And I think if the people that are watching, if you own a business, run a business, have clients, sell anything, talk to anybody, help organize anything, right? Like, have a support group for people. I don't care what you do. Even if you're, you know, behind the scenes for somebody, if you feel at all disconnected, something's awry, and you're not, if I'm picking up what you're laying down, like something, you're lining up somewhere incorrectly in your energetic fields.
Totally. And no amount of hustle will make up for that.
No. Normal Prozac. I'm just saying.
Totally. Right. No amount of hustle. Cause alignment, you know, alignment's so important. And it's, it's an ebb and flow. Like, we're human, you know, like, it's okay to be exactly where you are right now. Like, you're right where you are right now, and that's totally perfect, or else you wouldn't be there.
Right.
You know, but it's really, if you want to not just be there, you want to be intentionally moving forward. You know, like, this is for the wild woman rising, who's like, all right, no, I don't want to just do this anymore. I want to do this with like me. I want to just be able to be me. You're like, before I created my business, I would walk around and I'd say, my husband would be like, okay, well, what do you want to do? And I was like, I just want to be me. And he's like, well, I'm sorry, I don't know a job for you where you can just be me. And I'm like, I guess I have to make it. And I was like, sassy and angry, but that's what I've done. I've created where I get to just be me. And there's nothing more fulfilling than showing up every day with people who I genuinely love and care about. Like, I love all my clients, I care about them, and I get to be me. And in me being me, I give them the space and the tools for them to just be themselves. And it's amazing.
Well, it's beyond fulfilling for you. It's beyond fulfilling, and like, totally puts your clients in a new space because of what you teach them and what you bring forward and what you open up to them that they more than likely were unaware of, so that they can progress inside of them. And I think bottom line, that's all we ever want for anybody else, including ourselves, is to see each other succeed.
Exactly. Yeah. And when I always, like I always say, when wild women rise, we rise together, you know? And so we need to release this like superwoman syndrome and come together, because we rise together. That's the reality. And I have people who are like,
yeah, that's so good.
It's just true, you know? And I have people who will be like, I work with, and they're like, I couldn't imagine doing group stuff. You know, I couldn't imagine being in a group program, like being so raw and real and vulnerable. And I can respect that to an extent. You know, I have a client right now who's a 5, so throat chakra, right? Speaking her truth. She's an amazing musician. But it's like really uncomfortable for her to speak her truth and be. And so our whole program together has been all about that, right? Like, okay, let's have a hard conversation today. What are you going to do that's brave that like puts you outside of your comfort zone? And so for her, being in a group program would be so beneficial. Because, you know, what we're most afraid of is what we need to do, right?
Amen.
We want everything on the other side of that, you know? And so the group space is so powerful because we can truly rise together and hold our sisters in arms.
Oh, so good. So this program, this service, this thing, is it a group program? Does it start at a certain time? I know that there's a special link for our people.
Yeah, birth and beauty. So the Worth program starts on Monday, the 10th, September 10th.
Oh, good. And so it's 2 weeks out. Yeah.
Yes. And it's at 10:30 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So 1:30 p.m. Eastern, and then 6:30 Greenwich Mean Time.
Very good. And
then in that, you also get 4 sessions one-on-one with me that you can schedule anytime that works for you. I have a scheduling app that does all that.
I love that.
And so there are 8 weeks, 8 group sessions. And what we do together is we cover, you know, working from our archetypes. So understanding and learning and knowing what individually we have. And then I do shamanic healings and sacred journeys that we go on. And then it's an ascension circle. So we come together like the women who did long before the world was run by patriarchy. And they would come together and they would speak what they wanted for the world, the village, together. And so we really do that. So it's very intentional. It's not only to serve and support you in your business, but really to give you the opportunity to serve and support other women and the world as a whole.
Oh, it's so good. And who doesn't want that, right? Like, I know all the people that are on here, like right now, are all about the collective, and the people that have been giving us some love here are all about that collective and that bringing it together. But I think a lot of them could absolutely benefit from including myself, from your Worthy program. I think it's phenomenal, especially when you can hone in on, you know, what number you are, what one really serves you, not the one you think does.
Totally, because we're usually operating away from it.
Yeah. Lisa's all about this stuff too. She's very educated on it. She's on the West Coast, and you guys should actually connect, the two of you. I'm just saying.
I'd love to connect.
I'm just saying, Lisa Lamont. Mm-hmm. Reach out to this lady. Can you do me a favor? I have the link also, but I would love it from you to be dropped in the feed when we're done here today, so the people can reach out to you directly if they want to. Click the link and go into check it out and see all the goodness that's going to be in that program. You said it was a 4-week program?
So it's 8 weeks.
It's 8 weeks.
4 one-on-one sessions. So we go into October. And then, so it's usually $333 a month for 3 months. And with the birthday and Aaron Strayer special, it's $250. So it's a huge discount over.
Massive discount, you guys. And I think that that's really something that you should look into. So when we're done here, if you don't mind, Megan, just dropping the link in here so that people can come and find you. You guys, we have been talking with the amazing Megan Thompson. I just want more of you. I love your vibe. I love everything about you. I love who you are as a person in this world. I love how you connect to people. I love how you followed your heart and your intuition to do what's right for you. Like, and I think you probably would have been fantastic out in the Amazon studying lemurs, but I don't know where they're.
That was great. Madagascar.
Madagascar, studying lemurs. All I can think of is that one movie. With all the lemurs, I can't even think of the name of it.
Dance.
I know, yeah, and they're dancing. But I think that who you be right now in the world is exactly who you are right now.
Thank you.
I think that it's amazing, and I love your story, and I love how and what you do for the collective and for the rest of the women specifically, as you help us rise. So I have loved you being here. Thank you for your grace and accommodation again on our little tech issues yesterday. And coming on live with us on a Wednesday, we are like outside normal scheduling here.
On Wednesday, that's perfect.
It's perfect day. And yeah, again, happy belated birthday yesterday. And you guys, we really appreciate you being on live. I know so many people are going to be watching the replay of this. So we acknowledge you. We acknowledge your time. We adore that you've been here with us at the Aaron Strayer Show. If you guys want reminders to the show when we go live, even when it's outside normal scheduling, just type the word live in the comments. We'll make sure that you get those reminders. They'll come via your messenger. And Megan, I so appreciate you. I appreciate your message. I appreciate your intuition. I just combined intuition and wisdom together in one word.
Perfect.
Make it up as I go along, people. That's how it is here on the show. Anyways, thank you again so much for your time. Thanks everybody for being here with us. And we'll see you right back here soon. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Hang out for just a second.